Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for week 16 in the NFL. And if you want to play along with us, you're absolutely still able to. Just go to our Instagram at Fade Route Podcast. Click on that link in bio. Go to our CBS Pick'em, also entitled The Option, and play along with us. It's a tight race at the top. The lovely Rita Sanchez is ahead of D by 6 points.
Ooh.
So the race is tight. The race is tight moving forward. All three of us had a good week. We won 11 games each. A three-way tie at the top with 11 wins. That was impressive. That was impressive sledding. And a few missteps here and there. We all picked the Eagles, for example. So it could have been better. But let's see if we can keep the momentum going. Thursday night, 8:15 on Amazon Prime. The 7-7 New Orleans Saints go into SoFi to take on the 7-7 Los Angeles Rams.
I love LA.
Santa Monica Boulevard, we love it. I got to go with the Rams too. The Saints did not impress me, even though they beat the Giants. I'm still not impressed with the Saints. I don't know what the hell they are. So that I don't know. Right? Are they a good team? Are they a bad team? I couldn't tell you. They're a very much middle-of-the-road team. The Rams have potential to be something special, and they have something we like to call a fucking pelt on the wall. So I'm going to defer to the Rams. Saturday. Festivus. 4:30 on NBC. The 8-6 Bengals go into the Steel City to take on the 7-7 Pittsburgh Steelers with Mason Rudolph under center.
I'm taking the Bungles.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to, right? The offensive situation in Pittsburgh is terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And they fired Matt Canada, and somehow it's just not stabilizing whatsoever. They need to do some soul searching in the offseason. They got to figure out what the hell's going on. They may need to move on from Pickett. They may need to move on from a lot of guys on that team. But I'm going with Browning. I'm going with the Bengals as well. Saturday night's main event, 8 o'clock on Peacock. A Peacock exclusive. The 8-6 Buffalo Bills go into SoFi to take on the 5-9 Los Angeles Chargers without Brandon Staley. Yeah, I got to go with the Bills as well. No Herbert, no Staley. One should probably cancel out the other, but no, the Herbert one is really bad. Is Mr. Stick going to get the start again? So Mr. Stick hopefully was humbled by that performance. Otherwise, they got a major problem in L.A.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
Sunday, Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve. 1 o'clock. The 8-6 Indianapolis Colts go into Atlanta to take on the 6-8 Atlanta Falcons with Taylor Heinicke under center.
Taylor Heinicke under center for the rest of the season. Which is interesting, right? I'm going with the Colts.
Yeah, Colts win big. Arthur Smith is done. Let's just put him out of his misery, as Adam Sandler once screamed in The Wedding Singer. Oh my God. The 6-8 Green Bay Packers go into Carolina to take on the 2-12 Carolina Panthers.
Green Bay.
Yeah. I got to think that last week's loss was an aberration. Like, there's absolutely no reason that the Falcons should have lost the Panthers. None. Other than Arthur Smith forgetting he had Bijan Robinson again. So, Packers should take this one and stabilize a little bit. The 9-5 Cleveland Browns going to Houston to take on the 8-6 Houston Texans, probably without CJ Stroud again.
Definitely without Stroud, actually.
Mm.
I'm going to go with the Browns.
Me too. Two ships passing in the night right now. The Browns are ascending, the Texans are descending, and that's going to make room for the Buffalo Bills, the last man standing. Browns win pretty handily, and Joe Flacco does it again. The 10-4 Detroit Lions go into Minnesota to take on the 7-7 Minnesota Vikings.
Lions.
Yeah, there's no, there is really no shot for this Vikings team. Nick Mullins is back under center. I mean, I can't see it. I just can't see it. And I wonder how long they're going to hold on to this playoff spot. Because right now they're in. Question is, who wants it? You got them, you got the Saints, you got a few teams in the mix, and none of them are really good. None of them are that good. Hey, you figure the Rams go up, the Vikings are probably going to be on their way out. The 4-10 Washington Commanders go into MetLife to take on the 5-9 Jets. Jets.
I guess, is Zach playing? Do we know?
I don't
know. Still in concussion protocol.
I don't know if they have to start Trevor Siemian. It's definitely a loss, but. If they're starting Zach against the Commies, I mean, they got a shot. So you're saying there's a chance. Like, there's only a handful of situations that are worse than the Jets, and Washington is one of them. And that's not because of Sam Howell. They have, Sam Howell's a decent quarterback, got a good arm. They have Brian Robinson. They have Terry McLaurin. They have weapons. Like, they gutted the team. They gutted the defense. Ron Rivera is going to pay for it in the offseason. But.
Yeah, he's done, so.
He's done. He's got to be. I'm going to go Commies just because I am very uncertain about the Jets. So I'm going to go Commies, but reluctantly. The 7-7 Seahawks come to Tennessee to take on the 5-9 Titans.
Man, I wish the Titans were better. I don't know what happened to them this season. I'm taking Seattle.
I'm taking Seattle as well. I don't know what happened to the Titans either. Like, there was, you know, Ryan Tannehill's never been a great quarterback. He's been okay at best, or god awful at worst. But then they went to Levis too little, too late. Levis is showing.
Wait, also, flashes. Henry's getting hit in the backfield. Like, he can't even get going.
Yeah. So you wonder if he's, you know, we talked about Jalen Hurts and his bump card. Derrick Henry gets pounded on, and he's been carrying that load for a while. Maybe you wonder if there's a not a lot of tread left on that tire. But I'm going with the Hawks too. And your boy Drew Lock.
I love Drew Lock.
And he loves you.
Friend of the program.
Always. Always.
Need a little inspiration in the kitchen? Want to try something new? Or maybe you just need a new YouTube cooking show to binge? Well, I have the answer for all three. As You Eat It, hosted by me, Z, I invite you into my home and show you methods designed to empower and inspire you in the kitchen. Cook how you want to cook, eat how you want to eat, eat as you eat it. That's As You Eat It, available only on YouTube. AZ, You Eat It. Check it out and let's get cooking.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 8-6 Jaguars go into Tampa Baker to take on the 7-7 Bucks.
I love the Bucks, man. I'm in. I'm all about it.
I found a very interesting stat comp, and I shared it with you. Through their first 48 games, Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones have almost identical stat lines. That's frightening, or it should be frightening if you're a Jags fan, because Daniel Jones is not good. So I'm just throwing that out. I'm just going to say it flat out. Daniel Jones is not good. So
just being honest with everybody.
I'm just being honest with everybody. Put your hands on whatever you're listening to right now. Daniel Jones is not good. So why are we going to say that Trevor Lawrence is good? Why are we going to fool ourselves into saying that Trevor Lawrence is good? Why? Because he has a beautiful head of hair? You know, because he was number one overall pick? Follow the eye test, people. Statistically, that's a wash right there. I'm taking the Bucks. I'm on the Baker train. I'm riding the Baker train. And he's going to get paid a shit ton of money. But he's going to parlay this into a major deal, and then promptly shit the bed. But that's Baker for you. But for this week, give me the Bucks. The 3-11 Cardinals go into Chicago to take on the 5-9 Chicago Bears.
Hey man, I like the Bears. I like their defense. I'm in on the Bears.
That was a gut wrencher. We were out to dinner at the Cuban in Tarrytown. Beautiful place, delicious Cuban food. Go there. Complete, you know, that's a wonderful plug for you. That Hail Mary, oh my God. The whole bar, the whole restaurant, where they got it up out of their seat. Ah! Oh! Complete and utter gut wrench. Eberflus is going, but he's not going without a fight. I'm taking the Bears as well. They improved to 6-9. The 10-4 Cowboys go into Miami to take on the 10-4 Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins.
It's on the road. Yeah. Dolphins. The only question is Tyreek going to play? Because 2000, that's going to be a pipe dream if he keeps sitting. But it's better for the playoffs. So that's that interesting quandary that I said a few weeks ago that Mike McDaniel is going to have to think about. Your Sunday night special. Yay. The 3-11 Patriots go into the Mile High to take on the 7-7 Denver Broncos.
Broncos.
Yeah. They couldn't flex this? Really? You really couldn't flex this game? Oh, God. The Broncos. Absolutely. Right. Zappy gets pulled. Mac Jones gets put back in. And it's mass hysteria. Dogs living with cats. Mass hysteria. All on Christmas Eve. Monday. A trifecta on Christmas Day to take on the NBA. Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it works. At 1 o'clock, the 6-8 Las Vegas Raiders go into Arrowhead to take on the 9-5 Chiefs.
Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? Pretty easily. The Raiders recently did get shut out. But then they also hung 60 plus, I should say. Yeah. No. Sorry. Chiefs get right. 4:30. The 5-9 New York Football Giants go into the link to take on the 10-4 Eagles.
Eagles.
As much as I'm tempted to take the Giants, no. No. That offensive line is still a problem. It was fool's gold that that Tommy DeVito was outrunning the defense. It wasn't so much that the offensive line was playing better. Tommy DeVito's just pretty fast. So good for him. Good for you. Eagles. Unfortunate. And your main event, the game of the week, and a possible Super Bowl preview. The 11-3 Baltimore Ravens go into Santa Clara to take on the 11-3 San Francisco 49ers.
49ers.
Yeah, that's closer than you may think. Lamar's playing well. Brock Purdy's playing well. I gotta say, Niners by a touchdown. No teams on a bye, so you have your full roster to deploy. Deploy your guys accordingly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.